In the course of the last decade, the Czech police force has increasingly been confronted with various forms of extremism and street violence. And more often than not, it's been criticised for either failing to take action or overreacting. The Interior Ministry says it's training officers to deal with such situations and has now issued a manual to help them recognise various extremist symbols. Daniela Lazarová has the story.
The manual, 15,000 copies of which have been printed, is something like a pocket dictionary of extremist signs and symbols. Interior Ministry spokesman Petr Vorlíček says it should help officers to make better on-the-spot decisions when dealing with demonstrators or confiscating extremist paraphernalia.
The manual is pocket-sized and should help officers in the field to determine what they are dealing with, what the given symbols relate to, and whether they can be viewed as promoting an extremist ideology.
The 80-page manual covers all forms of extremism. There are neo-Nazi symbols, communist symbols, anarchist symbols, and even symbols relating to environmental and Islamic extremism. There's a neo-Nazi calendar of significant names, dates, and places, which often appear on tattoos and clothes, and Czech-related anniversaries, such as the jailing of a young neo-Nazi for murder. These manuals are now being sent to police stations around the country. But will they help to improve the performance of the police? Commentator Jan Urban thinks any additional training is a step in the right direction.
Definitely, we do not have enough experience in dealing with political extremism. We have to remember that the absolute majority of commanding posts in the Czech police are still held by old communist time trained police officers who simply do not have the flexibility, do not have the knowledge, do not have the international know-how. And their hesitance and uncertainty is reflected in not giving clear enough orders to their staff and members of police.
Well, some would also suggest that many young men who join the police actually have these leanings, that they sympathise with extremist groupings. What would you say to that?
I definitely would agree. We can see the same or similar element happening all over Europe, but more experienced police corps in the more experienced Western European countries have long tradition of training and working against this, excuse the expression, natural tendency based on the fact that these young guys simply want to help us to keep law and order.
And that was the journalist Jan Urban ending that report. Bye.